Hello, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Amatron. Today is Wednesday, January 15th, 2014. We have a wonderful show planned for you tonight. We're going to talk with Ron about spirit empowerment. He has much new and interesting information to share with us and really to clarify a lot of things about our healings and how we can feel truly empowered here. So I'm looking forward to that, and I think you're all in for a wonderful show. A couple of reminders, there are still 2 8-hour calls left for the month of January. They are January 19th and 26th. You can find out more about them on Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com. And those are 8-hour sessions where you actually are receiving physical healings from the Creation Lightship beings and visiting Creation Lightship for these healings. So it's a wonderful, wonderful experience. And a reminder that in February, Ron will be live at the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles, California. And I've been announcing the 7th, 8th, and 9th of February, which is correct, but I was remiss in leaving out the 10th. Ron will also be doing the Money Magnet seminar or workshop on February 10th, which is a Monday. So anyone who can get there is invited to join us any of those days, one of those days, whatever. I guess the most wonderful thing about it, besides being able to meet and talk to Ron in person, is to be able to go into the light infusion chambers and receive healings there. It's also a wonderful experience I recommend to everyone. And before Ron comes on, everyone can pull up their picture of the light being, which is on creationlightship.com. Open that up on your computer screen or your phone. And when Ron comes on, he'll activate that for this wonderful peace energy that we can all enjoy during the show tonight. So bring that up, and then I'll welcome Ron onto the show. Hello, Ron.
Hi, so here we are, everybody. So let's start with the light being here. I'm going to activate it. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and... Oh, let's just see how everybody's doing. And we'll just start our show off here. So I'll turn it back over to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Thank you so much. The theme for tonight, we kind of came up with based on a lot of different emails and questions that people have had about spirit empowerment. And really, in some ways, it's very similar to what we were discussing when Nikki came on and co-hosted with us the last few shows. And if you were unable to listen to those, it wasn't this very last one, but she came on 3 Friday evenings in a row and asked some wonderful questions about empowerment and creativity. And there are a few things that we've determined based upon the questions that we've heard that perhaps people are misunderstanding certain things about our spirit and healing and clearing yourself. So I thought perhaps, Ron, you could start out this evening. I don't know, since the subject is our spirit, I don't know if you want to talk a little first or if you want to perhaps make sure all of us have our spirits in our bodies or our heart centered or something so that they can really take in the information on the show tonight.
Okay, so let's just do that here. So let's make sure that you're in your body properly. So to do that, we'll take you out and put you back in again. So here we go. I'm yawning. So coming out. So one, two, three, coming back in. So in and out, in and out, in and out. In and out, 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 and in and out, and back in. So you should feel a little better now. You might feel your body changing. I feel a lot of tingles, so we'll see what happens here. So back over to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And this is my question, I guess. If you could also, in addition, because that felt really good to me, I do feel that I was in my body before the show started because I did a lot of I Now Increase My Life Force Energy before we started. But I'm also wondering if perhaps you could help us all be in our heart centers so that people who need to can more begin to learn how we can do things and almost, well, we can think and interact with our bodies and spirits through our heart centers.
Okay, so do the mind a heart drop. So take the thoughts that you have in your head and drop them into your heart. So here we go. When I count from 10 to 1 backwards, we did this on quite a few of the shows here. So here we go. So dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So you should be pretty much connected to your heart center. Should feel peaceful and should actually be wide awake. So I'll just turn it back over to you. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Yes, I feel wonderful and I feel very focused. Excuse me, I think a lot of people, myself included, when I first started to listen to your work and do some of the healings, Ron, you can make this assumption that, oh, I'm not going to think, I'm not going to be part of the world anymore, I'm not going to accomplish things or learn things, and that's not the case. It's that the more heart-centered you are, the easier the things of this world should be because you can maintain yourself and then just dip your toe out into the world where, unfortunately, there's a lot of darkness. Okay, so shall I start with some of the questions, Ron, or do you want to talk about...
The so we'll see if we can bring people out with the empowerment that you may be looking at for spirit energies. We'll cover a lot of ground here. So go ahead. Back to
okay.
you.
Okay, here's the first one I... found, is your spirit the same as source energy?
Your spirit was from source energy, so that would be yes. When you left source energy, then your spirit would have the same attributes. But remember, you came here, so your spirit... After each incarnation, each lifetime that you've had, unfortunately, your spirit is and has become diluted through each lifetime. Diluted because the spirit has been connected with emotions, which would just call darkness, and all the other energetic bodies have also leaked into your spirit energy. So each time you're born, you are less than what you were in the last incarnation. And it's very unfortunate, but that's kind of the way I perceive that. So your spirit is not source, was created from source energy, but it doesn't carry that same vibration. Now, if you were out in light, your spirit would not carry that same vibration either of source energy. It would be, you know, a reflection of the same, because it would not have the force of energy. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. So, and you have stated before that for babies, or for all of us when we were born, we had our spirits fully in our bodies, but then they've just become progressively more polluted and diluted as we get here on Earth. But is our spirit, you know, fully empowered, you know, due to the reincarnations that we've been forced to endure here?
Well, each lifetime it's less and less. Your most empowerment of your spirit in each lifetime is when you are born. And so at that point, you are all that you can be with that spirit energy. And as you begin to think and connect to mind energy, your spirit energy gets diluted. And it can't work the same as it would have worked if you were, you know, first born. So the system here is kind of backwards because your physical body kind of has to grow up to understand how to live here. And by doing so, that dilutes your spirit because you're now dealing with mind energy, you know, on how to live on this planet. So your true self-empowerment is when you're fully, you know, first here. And you'll have everything with you for that particular lifetime that your spirit can give you. From that point on, you start becoming deluded. So back to you, Anne.
Thank you, Ron. And one of the things that we talked about based on some of these issues here is spirit contamination. So you were saying that our spirits are somewhat watered down, so to speak, when we're born, even though they're fully, it's our best time that we're most present. And then what happens with the emotional body kind of leaking over into our spirit and damaging it? Can you talk to us about that?
Spirit. So everything gets imprinted. So your spirit's like a sponge, and it will get imprinted by the darkness. You know, just from living here. And when it gets imprinted with that, and also your body, so your body is what holds your spirit energy here. So each time you have a thought, each time you connect to darkness, whatever that would be, you know, spiritual practices, we'll just use that term, going to churches and stuff and learning modalities of whatever that would be. As you start connecting with darkness and storing that darkness from mind energy, that gets connected into your body. So you're storing that energy into your body, and that pushes out your spirit because your spirit has no way to defend itself and to fight off the darkness because the mind energy is actually stronger than your spirit. And you probably all know that because if your spirit was fully empowered, then you wouldn't have any darkness. Your spirit would naturally fight it off and get rid of it. And so that's not the way it works. People would like to think that your spirit is all wonderful but and powerful, but it can only do what it can do. And unfortunately, it's not, you know, the complete package that you came here with maybe, you know, 50 to 100,000 years ago. So, if you were completely that, then the darkness would not come into you. It would not want to come into light. So it has to figure out a way to come in, and that's because of people denouncing their spirits, doing things to force the spirit out of the body, which is much like taking drugs and alcohol. Each time you do that, your spirit leaves you. And then when it does that, then more entities come in, and you lost parts of you. Automatically, they're gone because your spirit cannot come back and fight that energy to get it out of your body. So another way of looking at it, some people say, well, I was told my spirit is this wonderful being of light and it's all powerful. It's like source energy. Well, if it was, you know, you would be perfect upon your birth. You wouldn't have any physical conditions or problems. Because your spirit then would heal you instantly of whatever you're dealing with. So we've all heard stories, maybe even yourself, you know, babies that need to have certain types of operations because they have a problem here and there. Well, if your spirit was perfect, then it would be able to heal that instantly in you. So, and also, you know, if you were a premature child, then, you know, the spirit would be able to heal you completely from being born early or whatever ramifications there are, you know, with being born, you know, too soon. Your spirit would be able to fix everything instantly, and you wouldn't need to have any medical assistance with that. So a lot of the information out there about your own personal spirit and how great and powerful it is, you know, for what you have now, that's all that you have. That's all that you know. But the actual spirit itself is actually kind of small, and it's you know, in peace energy, which would make it very, very meek. So that's kind of the way you need to look at your spirit. But it is powerful once you can connect to it. But trying to get it to manifest things for you and everything else in the land of darkness and in the land of mind, it has difficulties even doing that because it doesn't know what darkness is. So the whole system and the way it's taught here about your spirituality is not always complete and proper, that they leave out things. So I guess back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. And I guess if you could talk more about that the fact that our spirit doesn't judge things, and I think that's sometimes that people are looking for our spirit to tell us things and guide us in our decisions. And
yeah,
so it's hard for the spirit to do that. It can't do that because it doesn't judge in the way we do.
Yeah, that's really a fine line there. So your spirit, if it's completely in light, cannot judge anything, which means that it can't necessarily help you because it can't judge. So it's it's hard to describe this because some people say I was guided to do this and it was the right choice, right decision, which is fine and probably good, but ideally your spirit can't judge anything. It could possibly help you maybe if you're looking for something of light, and it could maybe help to move your body somehow, some way. I can't see how it would do that. But it could give you, the awareness to go somewhere. But as far as completely connecting with you, maybe having a physical dialogue with you, I don't know if it really can because it would be in judgment using the vocabulary of words. So that's where I would have to probably, try to clarify people if they were to ask me that, because your spirit is from source, and the source is a non-judgment. So it gets to be a little tricky, and because everybody would like to have their spirit guide them, which is true, but all it could do is maybe help you out somewhat, because you do have free will, free choice here, and that's just the way the planet is, and there's so much darkness here, and just the words themselves can lead you into darkness or have a different type of meaning. So it's really hard to even talk about because, if you look at it and you say, okay, I believe that my spirit's in non-judgment. So then when you have that premise, then you can say, well, if that's true, then how is it going to help me? Because if it is in non-judgment, then it can't really talk to me completely because it's in non-judgment. So I think you guys can kind of figure that one out. And you may have had guidance with your spirit, which is wonderful. It's really a hard thing to even talk about because of, the way the energy flows on that and the way you have to look at it. So if you feel a little different about your spirit and you know that it has guided you, that's great. But, you have to look at the other venue there is if the spirit doesn't judge and can't judge, then how can it, really help you on a conscious level? So anyway, I'll just turn it back over to you, Ann, because this is getting kind of, it's really hard to talk about because, I know that people do get spiritual guidance, so there might be something else in there. So back to you.
What ultimately, Ron, does our spirit want here?
What does your spirit want here? Well, it came in to check out the earth. Okay, that's the first thing. And when it came to check out the earth, it found a body, and it came into a body to do that. So that's basically it. It's here to express its energy into the manifestation that your body is going to manifest. Back to you.
Well, because we're on a planet where there's emotions, a lot of emotions, and that creates a lot of drama and a lot of intellectual, what's the word, you know, just take off into tangents and researching things and that sort of thing. I was wondering if the answer is peace, if you make your decisions based on what would bring me the most peace in this situation, would that more likely be in alignment with your spirit?
Peace would be, yes, because then you're in the moment. So for that, I would say peace would be what it would be. Because you're living in peace when you're in the moment. So your spirit lives in the moment. So that's your the quickest, fastest way to connect to your spirit or to use the energy of your spirit, because then you're in that other consciousness and not darkness. So that's what I would say. Just become peaceful. And then you're going to be able to feel the peace energies. All that you really need and are trying to live here is to be in peace.
And can you talk a little bit about other people and people that talk to you and tell you their life stories and that kind of thing? What happens to us then, Ron, when we get involved with that?
You mean people who are channeling information to people? Is that what you're asking?
No, actually, I was asking about just people you might meet or your friends and family, but the channeling, you know, we could talk about both, really. Because there are a lot of questions from people about channeling and, you know, people that are so-called giving us, you know, universal, useful, helpful information. But there's also just the emotions that we bump up against all the time in everyday life. Like you run into a neighbor and they start telling you about their visit to the hospital or their father's in the hospital and that kind of thing.
Boy.
Well, I guess what I was getting at is life is distracting. There's many distractions that get us into our emotional bodies when we don't intend to, or we'd be better off not going there.
Well, you're best not to go into the emotional arena for different things, because by doing so, you're going to be into darkness. So that's how I would, you know, look at that, because you're going to be having more energies of darkness coming to you only because you are connecting to, you know, the mind energy, and that's judgment.
Okay. Interesting. And, you know, because you have said our spirits don't judge, that's a tricky time when people start telling you their stories or try to hook you into their dramas. It's tricky to then not judge them or the situation or get upset about a situation sometimes. And then you've gone into the mind and you've left your spirit and your heart center, right?
Typically, yes. So you're not connected, you know, on the timeline. So we can switch it over to that as a timeline question. So when you're in mind energy, then you're going to be on a timeline somewhere. And what timeline? Kind of like going down the highway and, you know, you see an off-ramp and, you know, before the off-ramp, it has the name of where you're going to, you know, maybe the road name or a city name or something, you know. So when you get into the timelines and you're on a timeline or headed for one for a certain situation, which is mind energy, then as you connect yourself to that timeline, then you're not going to be connected typically to your spirit. Now, you can change that and get a timeline that you want to be on. Most people are not on the now timeline, where all possibilities are. So I have to say there's two different ways. So a regular person is just going to run their life, live their life, and when that off-ramp says go left, go right, you know, you're going to be, going into another tangent timeline or another timeline completely. Most people just kind of follow the herd of people and the sheeple, and they go that way onto a timeline. And so you're following the mind control energy to get into a timeline that you may or may not even want to be on. Now, when you're in the now, then you only have one timeline. And within that one timeline of source energy, you're able now to manifest what you would like to have happen to you. And that will appear on that timeline, okay? So it's not necessarily getting off of the source energy timeline. That timeline will all of a sudden, say, magically appear to you in source energy. Remember, because source energy cannot judge, so all the timelines would be, say, equal in potential for manifestation to exist in light. Now, when you're off of the timeline and you're a regular person and you're living, you know, your conventional life, and you're integrating and processing and wondering what you're doing here and everything else, then you're being flipped back and forth on various timelines for that validation, because the validation is cause and effect. So I guess it's the way to look at it is, if you kind of like watch a TV program, okay, and maybe you see, on the screen, an office full of maybe a dozen or so people, and they're all very busy on what they're doing. Well, they're all doing something, and they're busy, but what timeline are they on? You might just see one person doing their job in complete peace, and everybody else is kind of helter-skelter, because they're using the cause and effect energy instead of using peace energy. And the systems kind of both work the same way. You can manifest equally well in source energy once you're on that one timeline of source. And you can also manifest in darkness, maybe on one timeline in darkness. But normally that one timeline of darkness is going to bring you into many, many other timelines where other people are going to be connected, you know, to you and through you. So when you're, say, at your office and you feel all this weird stuff happening, then that's why we have, like, the space clearing, where you can clear the space, or, you know, your space where you're working, to be more peaceful.
I love that feeling.
Yeah, so that's one way to look at it, because, you know, life here is not going to be peace. It's not peace every day unless you choose to be in source energy with your spirit on the timeline of source, which is in the now, okay? And you cannot think yourself into that timeline. The other timelines out there, you can think yourself into it. Source energy, you have to do the mind-to-heart drop, and then from there you're in source energy, and then you're on the one timeline, and the timeline is not even the right word to use, but keeping it consistent. You're on the source timeline in the now. So you're living life in the now versus living it on dark side timelines. And, you know, the only thing you're going to get out of those timelines will be cause and effect. And so what are you doing, and what kind of cause will come back to you of maybe the manifestation energy? And it could even be opposite to what you want to have. So it's interesting to look at this way, and you really have to change the way you're thinking and the way you're viewing things. Because if anything energetically connects to you, cords to you, then you know that you are not, you know, connected to source energy in the present moment. because source energy, since it doesn't judge, it also cannot cord you. It's not going to take away your life force energy, where the other timelines can and will. So back to you, Anne.
Okay, Ron. Here's an interesting question. What do healers mean when they talk about spirit with a capital S? In other words, I was told by this healer to connect to spirit.
Well, let's see. I think that some people have the information told to them about the big S spirit is like source energy. They'll probably use God energy, or they might use the, central sun energy. That's one that people use a lot as far as, a word. But they tend to think and use the big S as the source energy. And because you come from the big S source energy, which is spirit, so the big S spirit, and you're the little S spirit. Because you came from it. So you're like the child or a small portion of it. But when they tell you to connect to something, well, the only thing you can connect to is inside of yourself. Otherwise, you're going outside of yourself. And who in the heck knows what that spirit energy is going to be outside of yourself? Just because it sounds like it's some kind of sacred, holy energy, that created everything, doesn't mean that you're connecting to it. Plus, source energy you cannot connect to. Because if you were to connect to it, then you're going to be cording it. It doesn't allow cording. So once you kind of finally catch on to it, that you are it, okay? As you look around to attempt to find source energy, you're looking all over, then you just stop into the mind, a heart drop, and you go, yep, it's with me. I got it. So, it's always with you. It never leaves you, but you leave it, and you abandon it. And that's kind of what sort of happens to most people. And they want to have a physical gratification or satisfaction or physical feeling. And source energy doesn't do that. It doesn't have it. You already have it because you're living. So back to you. And hopefully we answered that one okay for people.
Well, I was fascinated that someone sent that question because, as I've mentioned before on the show, I used to work with, I guess you'd call it, a healer who exactly said that kind of thing. And now I see that as totally using the verbiage of the true light, but trying to hook you into something else. It makes no sense. I now connect to spirit. Well, it's just another way of saying God or some kind of a false energy, right?
Yes, they're just waving the carrot And that's kind of what it is there. But everything is with you. So somehow people don't want to accept that it's that easy to find.
Right.
All you have to do is 10 seconds and voila, you're there. 20 seconds, doubling that, and you can be, you're there instantly. So anything else is going to bring you confusion and everything else. So remember, if you've noticed, if you've listened to all or some of the shows here, the healings are instant. I don't do anything where I got to jump up and down and, do aerobics and different types of mojos and different chants and everything else to bring something in. It just happens instantly. And that's the way it's supposed to work. So if you start hearing things from somebody and they start giving you some type of situation, mantras to do or anything like that, like I say, run, don't walk away. And just know that they're giving you something that's going to connect you with those keywords as you're doing this practice to, get you into the darkness. Now, there are people that will say meditate, and they stay inside of their bodies, which is good, and they connect to maybe they're breathing. Nothing's wrong with that. That's great. And then they can become peaceful because they're getting rid of the mind energy, and they're just maybe, you know, sampling their breath, and then eventually they'll probably be in their heart center. So that's one way that you can do it also. But the mind to heart drop is so much faster. Remember, we're pretty busy here. And time is, the extra time is a luxury. So, you know, if you can become heart-centered instantly and, do what you want to do instantly, that's great. Because you can do this exercise and still walk around and live life. Instead of being stuck maybe in a chair or a special, sitting position or something, and be stuck there until you're done. You can be heart-centered and be connected to Source instantly just by doing the little mind-to-heart drop, and you're there. So, back to you, Ann.
Wow, okay, Ron. Thank you so much. You were talking about timeline crashes and being connected to things that put us on a timeline. And I don't want to go backwards, but could we do a quick timeline crash? If perhaps people could think of one thing that maybe someone told them, a friend or a neighbor, that perhaps put them into a drama.
Okay, sure. So remember, that's the way life is here. So it's up to you if you choose to connect to it. You know, to the first-time listener, it may sound like I'm not being very emotional, which I'm not. it may sound like, wow, how do you live life here without emotions? Well, when you talk to people who finally do the mind-to-heart drop and they're at peace, and they don't need to be poked and jabbed to validate that they're living here or have somebody yell at them to have the cause and effect energy come about. Once you realize that, yeah, you can be peaceful living here, and it's really a switch because people aren't used to that. You know, the old saying, you know, no pain, no gain, you know, goes on. But we'll do the mind to heart drop, and we'll get people off of a timeline that they could be on, or ready to get on. Remember, if you're on it, you can just get off of it. That's why you have timeline crashing. So if you're in a situation that you don't like, you may have some consequences to get out of it, possibly. Depends how far down the timeline you are. How far down the rat hole are you, you know? And did you bring a flashlight, you know? So hopefully you can see the end of the where you got into the timeline, and we can get you right out of it. So here we go. So think of your situation. So I'm going to crash a timeline. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And do it again. 1, 2, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so that's a few timeline crashes for you. And you may feel the effect maybe within 10 minutes to maybe an hour. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. You're giving so much wonderful information tonight that it's nice to break that up a little bit, I thought, with a nice clearing for everyone. And we really appreciate when you do these samples. Can you talk a little bit, we still have more questions, but can you talk a little bit about how our spirit protects us with the 108 bodies, which I guess you've said it was, were given to us by the earth spirit.
Yeah, okay, the earth spirit gave that. Your own spirit did not. So your own spirit cannot protect you because if you start to get into a problem, a situation, I think George Bush coined the term harm's way or something, you know, but as you have something starting to happen to you that's bad, your spirit, if it's looking out of your eyes, which it should be, is going to jump out of your body instantly. So let's just say, you know, using the scenario like you're hitting a nail with a hammer and you're holding the nail and somehow something happens and you get ready and the hammer's already in motion and you can't stop it and it's going to hit your thumb, we'll say, okay? Well, instantly, your spirit's going to know that, is going to know that by the trauma that it's had from living here in this lifetime from the past, that that's really going to hurt. And your spirit does not deal with pain. Okay? So another way of stating this, if you're in pain, your spirit's gone. Okay? And unfortunately, when your spirit's gone, what's healing you? Well, it's your mind or your body. That little guy's working overtime now. He's going to be doing more, or she would be doing more than what it would be needed to do with your spirit. But eventually, when the pain subsides to some type of level that will not harm and destroy your spirit, then it will come back into your body. How that's done and how long it's going to take, I really can't tell you. But you've all known that, when you hurt yourself badly and you start crying a lot and stuff, your spirit's gone. So is it going to give you guidance? No. Would it give you guidance as the hammer is coming down to hit your finger, your thumb? No, it's out of there. So what was the question now, Anne?
Well, about the 108 bodies, like that protect us.
So the earth spirit gave you 108 bodies to buffer your physical body from being destroyed by mind energy, psychic attacks. That's mind energy. That's, your thoughts control your reality. So you start bringing in energies to you outside of yourself, then that's going to harm you also. So everything is psychic attack energy, if you look at it. It's all mind energy. So you have these invisible bodies to help protect your body. Nothing to do with your spirit. Your spirit doesn't integrate with them, doesn't really know about them, doesn't want to deal with them because it can't, because it's going to be, these bodies are like, the dump. So each body has its own particular trash can, we'll say, and when it gets filled up, then it leaks into your physical body. And then it can also contaminate your spirit. It's all mind stuff. So your spirit doesn't know anything about it until it's probably too late. And whatever is going on with you physically, it's going on with your spirit. So that's what happens. That's why you need to heal your spirit in order to have your physical body get healed. But you have to get the energetic bodies cleared, and then by doing so, that will automatically clear your spirit. So if you're sitting there trying to get a healing, and we'll just say that you're able to snap your finger and have your spirit stand at attention, and you say, okay, I command you to do this for me, okay? Well, to heal me, okay? I got this problem here. My big toe hurts a lot. I now command you to heal it. Well, right away, your spirit is also going to have, its situation with the foot, okay? And so all of a sudden, it can't do anything because now that part of it is no longer there. It doesn't know about what part you're asking it to do because it's vacant, okay? And so you got to heal that energetic system that you have, one of these invisible energetic bodies. You need to heal that so your spirit now can realize that there's something going on with you. Otherwise, it can't go there. So if you have a big toe that hurts, a lot, and your spirit is not in your big toe, to your spirit, you don't have a big toe. So you got to heal the energetic bodies for you to have a healing take place. And then your spirit will also have the same healing as you're working with those bodies. Does that help, Anne?
Oh, of course, Ron. All the information you're sharing with us tonight is so helpful. And, of course, just leads me back to recommend to everyone, please do your emotional body healing. And on the physical body rejuvenation clearing, in addition to having our eight-hour calls, there is the magnetic and twisted body clearing where you can straighten out all of your 108 bodies. And I wanted to ask you, Ron, if perhaps you could do a sample of that, just clear everybody, one body for everybody, or straighten it out.
Okay, so we'll just look at a body that you have. Let me see here. Let's do throat. So let's say that you have a throat condition. Here we go. So we'll take one of your energetic bodies, and you may have maybe 50 of them contaminated. We'll just take one of those. And we'll work with the one that's most corrupted. okay, which means the one that has the most darkness in it, that's dealing with your throat condition. Now, for some reason, maybe you have a pinched nerve like in your back or something, or something is more pertinent to you, then you can request that right now. But just request one thing. I'm just using the throat because it's wintertime and people may have a sore throat possibly. So here we go. We'll clear that one body that's more contaminated. Won't be the whole body cleared or just be part of it here. So here we go, because it would take me probably a couple hours to do. So here we go. One, doing a clearing on that body. Two, and we're going to move it back into its proper orientation. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So that should feel pretty good for some people there. And now we'll do the other part, body being upside down. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And now we'll do the twisted part. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And another question we had, and I think I know you're going to say we do have the remedy for this on your website, but can our spirit be abducted?
Of course. I would say all the time. That's why you're not whole and complete, because your spirit goes with your body on abductions. And it can also, you know, have awful situations done to it. So, yes, your spirit can and does become abducted, yes. Uh-huh. That's what the dark side wants. They want to have your energy. That's the big thing. That's what they want to get a hold of. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about the spirit barcode and how that might help us?
The spirit barcode helps you to get rid of the energetic attachments, which would be the barcode, a tracking barcode that the aliens have put on your spirit on your first incarnation here. So when you first came here, they tagged you. And that way they can keep track of you along with, you know, besides knowing where you are, but they can steal parts of you. So that's the reason why they put the barcode on. Okie doke.
Okay, and this barcode clearing is one that we can all do and get that off of us.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. All right, terrific. Let me see if I've gotten to all the... Well, we had a couple of interesting related questions on the fast chat tonight. And someone asked, when we... You have told us to shrink wrap, you know, our... I guess that's our aura to our bodies so that we're more protected when we go out in public. And someone asked if we should do that before we do creation lightship healings.
Not needed.
Okay.
Not needed.
And is that because when we're doing the creation lightship healings, we're safe?
Yeah, because you're automatically connected through the light beam to source energy.
Okay. Well, someone's saying now, how do we heal our spirits? Well,
you first got to heal those invisible energetic bodies. So you need to get those bodies cleaned. And there, spirit will probably have automatic healing through that process. And
okay.
I will be putting up at some point, you know, some maybe on spirit energies. I probably have a dozen of them, but I just haven't had, you know, an ounce of time to even connect with that. So, anyway, that's that.
Okay. Okay, so much wonderful information tonight, Ron. We really appreciate all of that. And I just to kind of sum up so far what you're saying is the vital information I feel that you give is for us to continually command our spirits to be in our bodies, to be heart-centered, to connect our spirits to the minds of our bodies. Maybe you could talk a little bit about the mind of the body, Ron, because I feel ever since I have been adding that into my commands that I've been much more empowered.
Mind of the body? The mind of the body is your internal healer, so that will help you out a lot. So if you have any type of conditions going on in your body, and we have that on one of the, I think the body jumpstart clearing. That's in there. But the mind of the body is what you use to, what your body uses to heal itself. So that's your internal healing mechanism. So the mind of the body is very nice. In fact, I'll do that here. So let's do a clearing. So just think of an owie that you may have. And it's very possible maybe the mind of the body is asleep, doesn't know that you have this problem. Maybe the darkness energy of mind is preventing it from working. Maybe it gave your mind or the body a tranquilizer, so now you're wondering why you're not healing too well. Maybe the energy and the location of your body has so much negative energy stored there from your thoughts. Remember, you don't know where you store things, okay? Everything happens in the invisible first. And so as you start thinking and thinking and thinking, you're starting to integrate outside of yourself in different, we'll just say, file folders, situations, and they will be connected somewhere inside of your body or to your body. So all of a sudden, maybe you might say, gee, I have arthritis now, you know, and why do I have this? Well, you had thoughts that somehow contributed to your arthritis throughout your lifetime. Is it genetic? Yeah. Did your parents give it to you? Yeah, their thoughts, you know, what they had got collected and you got that gift, okay, possibly. But can you heal that from yourself? Well, yeah. So like I said, you have to, I mentioned this in the conference call today and also before, you have to become in oneness with what you want to become. So that means that you need to get the charge off of the arthritis. And you want to heal the energetic bodies that have contributed to that. Now, you may not even know what they are. So just start doing some clearings and see if your hands or whatever else where you have arthritis starts to feel better. Because one of those bodies could be corrupted. And when the body gets corrupted, then that leaks into your physical body. And those thoughts that are stored inside of you go somewhere. I know that there has been people doing other type of modality work, and sometimes, you know, if you press your body or touch your body in a certain location, if you know, you might get an answer or something might pop up to you as far as a situation. So, you know, like if you have a, if you poke your arm or something or push your arm down, maybe you might get a thought of, oh, yeah, I remember that. I had an owie here, we'll say, when I was, you know, in the mountains, you know, 5 years of age on a snow sled, and I fell off and hurt my arm. And now I'm pushing it, and instantly I have this picture of this here. Wow, that's kind of strange. I move my hand, finger over an inch or so, and nothing's going on there. But over here, I go, yeah, I got a picture. Well, that's telling you that those thoughts and all that trauma got connected to your body. From a situation. Now, arthritis would be the same basic thing. I don't know if you're going to be able to poke your fingers or knuckles or whatever if you have it in your hand to find out what the initial core charge is on it, but just start doing some energetic clearings to clean these energetic bodies that you have. You do the whole lifetime clearings, and you may start to find that your arthritis is getting much better and going away as you get the bodies cleaned out because they're holding judgment. And the judgment then that you have is stored as an energy blockage that's into your physical body, connects there, and now you have arthritis because that invisible energy now became physical. So you have an energy block, and that's why you have arthritis, because it's something that's alien to your body. Your body doesn't relate to thoughts, even though it has genetics in it. But if you turn your mind off, your body is going to be at peace. That's why you relax when you have the clearing. The more clearing you do, the more relaxed you get. And why is that? It's because you're taking away that the data, the information that is harming your body, and you're getting rid of it. So, you know, the more clearing you have, the better you're going to be feeling. And the starting clearing is the emotional one. Do that one. And then find out where you are. You know, see what your main life theme is as far as issues if you're older. What are you dealing with? What body is holding that? You know, normally it's anger, fear, you know, anxiety. You know, there's other ones too, you know, but those are the big ones. And start doing clearings and then find out where you are. Do the self-empowerment session. And that will help you out as far as a little jump start to get you back into life, to release a lot of this darkness out of you. It's not the same thing as a whole lifetime clearing, but it'll at least give you a clue on what's going on so you can move forward. So back to you, Ann. It's like our show is kind of coming to a close here.
Yes, it is time to say goodnight. So thank you, everyone. We had some questions about some healings that we'll go over on Friday. Especially if you haven't heard, Ron has added 3 new free clearings to the website. They're at the top left under, let's see, I don't have it open right now. Let me click on it and make sure I'm telling you the right thing. Anyway, we've had several questions, Ron, even though you have gone over this and explained them. We didn't have time to get to that tonight. They're sample healings. That's what it's under. So you, at the top left, there's a section called sample healings, and there are 3 new healings in there. So test them out if you haven't already, and Ron will talk a little bit more about them on Friday. And that's it. Of course, there are the 1-hour calls Thursday and Friday. Sunday is an 8-hour call. Ron's website is creationlightship.com. And our next show is Friday at 7 p.m. on BBS Radio. And I'll say goodnight and go ahead and say goodbye, Ron.
Okay, goodnight, everybody. Thank you. Send some questions over to CLS Questions if you would like us to talk more about this. So thank you, everybody. Blessings.
Bye, all.